National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, your republic, the republic of free speech. That's what it is. So go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, send a donation. We don't want it getting showed like that other show. And also go to nationalbugle.com. That is the companion website to this radio show, and right up at the top on the right hand side you will find the link to the Co-Certified app. Download the Co-Certified app. Live a non-kosher certified lifestyle. Today I have a very special guest, and I hope he'll be coming back on again often, and that is Jay from the radio show formerly known as Stormfront. Jay, welcome.
Hello, Dr. Slattery.
Hey,
how are you doing? You
can call me Patrick.
Okay.
On this network, you can just call me Patrick. Yeah, well, we're doing, and we had announced this on the Stormfront radio show, which is the, today was the last show, at least for a while, on the other network, and we had announced it. We had announced at the beginning of the week that the show was winding up, but because of... Well, can I say because all these Jews breathing down our necks? Can I say that? I think I can because this is free speech. But in particular, the phone situation, because it's a call-in show. And we had been notified that we wouldn't have any more telephone lines by the end of the month because we're naughty. We're naughty and nasty and white terrorists. And so people couldn't call in. But then they actually pulled the plug on the phones Wednesday, right? Well, I guess Wednesday was the last day, yeah. And so, and I would think that some of our Stormfront callers would want to call in, maybe have some, some parting words, at least for the time being. So we're having this show today. It's a call-in show, and call-in, we want to protect the Republic Broadcasting Network's telephone capability. So let's give out the regular landline, 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. That's the call-in number. That's what you should be using. There's the old 1-800 number, 800-313-9443. That's discouraged unless you absolutely need it. But
most people have unlimited minutes, so they can call the non-toll number.
They do. So you think of all the kinds of pressure that Stormfront had been under for all these years. I mean, for instance, what happened to the old Stormfront intro music from Johnny Cash? What happened to that?
Oh, that got taken away because of copyright issues, even though we were legally within our rights to use it as bumper music. They still came down on us and had us remove that bumper music.
Yeah, I mean, this like a ton of bricks all of a sudden. So
well, we've been under siege for many years. Back when we were on AM radio, WPBR, the Jews wanted to get us kicked off that, and they tried going to the owner of the radio station, and but he was He had formerly lived under communist oppression, so he believed in free speech and freedom, and he would not yield to them. Mm-hmm. So the Jews eventually decided to buy the radio station to, mm-hmm. to get rid of us.
And it's not like I want to be mean when I say these Jews, but when you get down to it, it was Jewish lawyers who had come after Don Black over the I Won't Back Down song written by Tom, what's his name, Tom Bennett? No, Tom Petty. Tom Petty, and sung by Johnny Cash. You know, it's the ADL and the SPLC that have been pushing to have, well, we had credit card processors taken from us. The actual stormfront.org domain name was taken away the same time as the Daily Stormers. It was the exact same time. So it was under constant attack, DDoS attacks, just one thing after another. But it is a call-in show, and so the fatal blow was really losing the telephone service.
Yep, unfortunately, they put us out of business.
And I know RBN, we have most of the shows on RBN are call-in shows, so it's very central to RBN, and John Stadtmiller has worked very, very hard to maintain this capability. But on the other network, I'm not aware of any other call-in shows. I've listened to Jeff Rentz's show sometimes when he has a guest that I'm interested in, but mostly it's behind a paywall, so I actually don't listen to it. But as far as I know, they don't accept callers at the Jeff Rentz show, do they?
Not that I've heard.
Yeah, and so I think Stormfront was the only show, and so that's that. We have callers already calling in, but you know, we're under attack. But you know who else is under attack? They're going after not just Donald Trump with this impeachment thing. They're going after his family. And I just want to play a clip. This is from Chuck Schumer. Can you, Mr. T, can you play that clip?
Make no mistake, there will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Melania Trump excited the erection of the United States.
There you go. I mean, what won't they stop at? And I didn't even know that was illegal, frankly. But I mean, she's guilty as charged, as far as I can tell. So that's tough. They're going after everybody. But you know, and we're going to go to callers in just a second. But honestly, like, you've got this stuff that we were talking about this morning on Wall Street, where you've got the people who run the stock exchanges, you've got the regulators, you've got all these Jews who are saying it's anti-Semitic on Holocaust Remembrance Day, no less, that that people who like GameStop would buy their shares because the whole thing's anti-Semitic. And I don't know. It seems to me that, like, it's not like I want to be mean because I'm a boomer and I'm totally not racist, but it seems to me that if these Jews on Wall Street don't want to be accused of being scheming Jews, then they should stop their Jewish scheming. That's just me. What do you think?
Well, to paraphrase Scotland's poet laureate Robert Burns, anti-Semitism is the great chieftain of racism.
It is. You know, in fact, it's to the extent where you have these people who are accusing the people on Reddit and whatnot who want to buy shares of GameStop of being terrorists, right? And anti-Semitic. And then when Tucker Carlson's talking about it, he can't even use the word anti-Semitic. He has to translate that to racist, but they were saying anti-Semitic. Although honestly, the people in these chat rooms They know who runs these hedge funds that are doing the short selling and destroying the economy and destroying people. So, do you want to start taking some callers?
Yes, let's go to our callers.
We got a whole line. Okay, we'll start with Patrick in North Carolina. Patrick, welcome to the show.
I just wanted to agree completely that these Jews are really, you know, pulling the strings back and becoming out of control. It's good to see, you know, Reddit fire back and people fire back. It's sad to see that, you know, they have so much power they can just shut down anyone's phone line. I already know about the pyramid scheme that they control with Visa and MasterCard and the processors, and it's the same way with the internet. Maybe this coronavirus thing could be a blessing, though. I try to use it as one. Everywhere I go, I don't wear a mask. And when they ask me to put one on, I tell them I'd rather them spit in my mouth. And that's when you play them that 2 minutes of Mark Corlett talking to David Duke and telling who the Biden appointees are. Because you start playing that to the black gals behind the counter at the, you know, gas station, me being an intimidating white guy that's bald, you know, they die. They laugh. They'll take their mask off and be like, yeah, you're right. They make us wear this damn mask, you know. Like, you can use this as an opportunity to really resist, because – unfortunately, the way they're just cutting down free speech and the way they're just censoring us, it might be the only option, you know. And they are tricky. You got to watch out for these Jews, because, you know, you have some politicians I saw on the Daily Storm are like pushing back, like AOC, and like I said on Jeremy's show last night, you can't trust any of them, not even the veteran ones. They're all bought and sold by AIPAC, all scumbags. So yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, you might just have to resist this as much as you can locally, and hopefully push back that way. What are your thoughts?
Spit in my mouth. After she spit in my mouth, honestly, like,
no, thank you.
No, because it's healthy. Like, you know, I was thinking about what Dr. David Duke said about the mouse in the cage, and you leave it sterilized for long enough a time, you get its immune system weak, and then you release the gen pop. It's a great way to, you know, solve the overpopulation problem, because there's another elephant in the room they don't like to talk about in academia, they don't like to talk about in the news. It's not just the Jews. It's the fact that our evil overlords know that we have a population and resource problem, and I think this is their solution.
We do have a population and resource problem, but so... you know, and Jay, you know, jump in here, but when we were when we were young, people used to talk about the population explosion, right?
Yeah, it was a very common thing to hear about the population explosion and how important it was to reduce human population worldwide. Apparently now nobody cares about
nobody
that.
Nobody cares. And back then there was 3 billion people. Now there's, what, 8 billion? And so did we solve the population crisis, the population explosion? I guess, is it solved?
No, it's even more of a crisis. I mean, we've got the Pacific Ocean is being overfished, as well as most of the oceans are being overfished. But the Pacific Ocean is really being overfished by the Chinese. They're just going at it like as fast as they can, to just try to scramble, grab all the resources they can.
They got a lot of mouths to feed. Although, honestly, they would have even more mouths to feed if it wasn't for the draconian one-child policy that they had, which they enacted on Chinese. They exempted Tibetans and Uyghurs and Mongols and others from that policy. But they got a lot of mouths to feed. There's a lot of Chinese.
No, I'll leave you to the other callers on.
Okay.
I was on the toilet. I was thinking about Pinocchio and how tricky the Jews were. Maybe that's why their noses are so big, because every time they lie, you know, it just grows a little bit.
Okay,
you just
gotta
kind of like watch it with the politicians.
Is that an anti-Semitic trope? Was Pinocchio's nose growing long? Is that hatred for the length of the nose?
You know what? I had never thought of that until right now, and it probably is an anti-Semitic trope.
I mean, isn't Dracula full of anti-Semitic tropes?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it?
You know, he wears the Star of David. He's he can't stand the light, you know, like the light of truth. So many.
You have to shoot him with a silver bullet? Does that have anything to do with it? I don't know.
Well, the Jews have a love of gold more than anything.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, thank you, Patrick.
It's always good talking to you. Have a nice day, Dr. Slater.
Okay. You too. All right. And let's go on to Jack from California. Jack, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Stormfront, White Power. So the Jewish supremacist, international terrorist, crime syndicate is once again attacking Stormfront. How interesting, right? No new news, but more of the same, and continuing into 2021, AKA the deep state, AKA communist, AKA Bolsheviks, AKA socialist, AKA Zionist. Not all Jews are bad people. But you could rest assured that trillionaires and billionaires most likely are this cabal, this crime syndicate. And yeah, they want to erase the white Christian European extraction off the face of the earth. It's quite simple.
So, yeah, I mean, my thing isn't even whether or not this subset of Jews are good or this subset of Jews are bad. That's not even it. But taken as a group, and looking at the behavior of the group behavior is extremely detrimental to the interests of many other groups. And in particular in this country and in Europe, you look at the interests of the whites or the indigenous Europeans over in Europe, extremely detrimental. And also in the Middle East, they're extremely detrimental to the interests of the Palestinian people and other Arabs around them, many of their other neighbors. So, and I'm interested, I look at things at the group level. And so I'm not really looking at the individual level. I don't, you know, I know lots of very nice Jewish people, but in terms of group behavior, it's really, really detrimental. And what's so interesting is that you've got, like I've always been saying, the solutions are simply free speech. Their solutions are, being able to talk about things. Once we talk about things, people won't put their eyeballs on Jewish media, and Jewish media power ceases to exist. They can stop putting their money in Jewish financial institutions. Jewish financial power ceases to exist. If we just stand up for ourselves, it's not like we have to punish or beat or harm anybody. We just stand up for ourselves, and the problems will work themselves out. And you look at what's going on in Wall Street these past few days, where you've got some people who are simply purchasing shares of GameStop, a store that they probably have nice memories of from 15 years ago when they were kids waiting in line for the new video game, whatever they were doing there, because I'm too old for that. But they buy shares of GameStop, and then they are accused of terrorism. So maybe on the chat rooms they're saying, let's bankrupt these hedge fund Jews. Fine, let's bankrupt the hedge fund Jews. There's nothing wrong with that. If you're out there doing short selling, you're taking big financial risks and you're trying to get giant gains. And if you go bankrupt, play dangerous games, you win dangerous prizes. And so that's all the people who are buying, who are doing this short squeeze on the hedge funds, they are completely nonviolent. This is completely legitimate. This is a completely nonviolent form of resistance, and they are being called terrorists. And I think that says a lot. What do you think, Jay?
Yeah, I mean, and it's somewhat analogous to what's going on with what they call the capital insurrection. I mean, that's just basically, you know, Americans going to the Capitol to have Congress redress their grievances.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they call they call that the deadly Capitol insurrection, whereas like all
deadly
this,
because they shot one of our women.
Exactly.
And so it's deadly.
But all the rioting over the summer, that was just peaceful protest, and they should be encouraged, and they should be pat on the back for all that.
Okay, so we're going to the break. Jack, you can hang on and have the last word on the other side before we go to more callers.
Cool.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Welcome back to the show, National Bugle Radio, Stormfront Edition. Patrick Slattery with Jay, and we have Jack from California. And Jack, did you have any more thoughts for us?
Yeah, just to close, I would, you know, I could come back with various replies to what you had said. I guess the big picture is that they control our nation through the money system. And they intimidate the Jews in the middle class, and they co-opt them just as well as they co-opt Gentiles to do their bidding. It's quite apparent. But we do know this, that they are the crime syndicate. They want control of the world, and they want domination. And part of that plan is to erase the white Christian European extraction out, because we are, as one another caller has said, the MVPs of the world. We're behind Western civilization, and they're destructing that. I understand there's 50,000 callers an hour on RBN. Hopefully we can increase that to 100 or 200. But, yeah, we're going to come after rents. They're going to come after RBN. They're going to come after all of us. So all I can say is hopefully more and more of us can – I think more, 75 million people, 80 million voters for Trump is a good start. They woke up a little bit. Maybe a lot of them woke up a lot. I'll leave it with that. Have a good day.
Thank you. Okay. So before we go to the next caller, hey, Jay, did you hear that Janet Yellen, our new Treasury Secretary, last autumn had gotten almost $1 million in speaking fees from one of these hedge funds? Now, Citadel. Now, that particular hedge fund is actually not run by a Jew. Most hedge funds are. This is run by Ken Griffin, and I looked at his bio, and it really doesn't look very Jewish. So I'm assuming he's not Jewish. But still, I mean, you've got – when you look at the top, you've got – you do have a whole bunch of Jews. And are we not supposed to notice that?
Apparently not. That's what, precisely why they like to change their names to Gentile-sounding names.
They do that. A lot of examples of that. You got the guy, well, Roberts, who I know he, what is he, the head of NBC or CBS, one of those. His name's Roberts, but the real name was something else. John Kerry, his grandfather came over. He was a Cohn, and he changed the name to Kerry. Just the, a whole bunch.
Sumner Redstone.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds
Murray is actually
very Ivy League. Rothstein is the direct translation from German.
Yeah, so, I mean, just a whole bunch of that. John Stewart from the old Daily Show. His name is – Stewart is his middle name. His name is John Stewart Leibowitz. Leibowitz, oh, God! And his brother was the head of one of these financial regulators under Obama. I can't remember which it was. But at any rate, let's go to – let's see. Our next caller is Karen from West Virginia. Karen, welcome to the show.
Hey. Glad to hear the sound of your voices. I listen to your show on RBN, Patrick, most of the time.
Thank you.
Enjoy it a lot, and I'm glad to hear Jay's voice.
Jay will not be silent.
Are you going to make this a call-in show all the time now?
No. No, I can't. I am usually working during this hour, but I just can't. But sometimes I will. When I can, I will.
Yeah, he's got a day job. And
I understand. That's why he's always walking his dogs in the morning.
I know.
You gotta fit it in when you can, I guess.
It was the only way it could be done.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wanted to mention a couple of things. I've been following that story on the GameStop, and I did buy a little bit of stock today. Not a lot.
Thank you for your service.
AMC and NOK.
Okay,
and I think these guys have got they've got a really kind of a good thing going. You know, if you can just find where the system is vulnerable, and then get, you know, a half a million people to go pile in, you know, why not? You know, they've been doing it to us for decades. That's why they're so upset about it, because, you know, it's just, there's vulnerabilities, and a lot of it is the leverage, just like back in 08, you know, these firms were way leveraged. But I've noticed that they're starting to call us all terrorists, but if you remember back 20 years ago, that's what they did with the Muslim population.
That's right.
You don't hear that so much anymore. Now, any white person who sticks up for themselves is labeled a terrorist, and I think just, you know, this is just a way to manipulate the masses, and it's going to be an interesting year. Another thing I wanted to mention is my Senator Capito was on the front page of the little paper today, blasting all of this global warming stuff, because all of this. The Biden administration is, they're going all green and all this. Well, you know what? That ain't going to work. And it's like it is a war on white people, because these are some of the few decent jobs left is the energy sector. And they're just putting these guys out of work left and right. And, you know, you can't run cars with green energy. I mean, I don't know really what their end thing is other
than
the
destruction
of the entire
economy. Hold on to the other side of the break, okay? So hold on if you can, and we'll talk on the other side of the break.
The Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to the show, National Bugle Radio, with Patrick Slattery and Jay and Karen from West Virginia. And, you know, you're bringing up the whole Green New Deal agenda. And honestly, I think that there is man-made activities which are increasing CO2 levels and whatnot, and it is impacting the climate.
Yeah, like too many people.
And yeah, too many people, I know. and I would like to see a transition to away from petrochemicals. But having said that, when we're in the middle of this massive attack on our people, replacement level immigration, push for all these crazy wars, all these things that not in the long term, but in the very, very short term could mean massive calamity, World War III style. I can't be bothered with this global warming stuff. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I think it's a wealth transfer mechanism like everything else. And
yes,
I never had kids because, you know, we were talking about the population explosion. When I was a young girl, we were told there was a population explosion. Well, yeah, there was in Asian countries and in black countries, but not in white countries. That's the part they left out. Mm-hmm. And so my best girlfriend, she had one child. I had no children. because I was being environmentally, you know, conscientious. So what do? They let all these immigrants into my country. Talk about a slap in the face.
Yeah.
Another thing is that they never talk about is one of the biggest problems in it, you know, besides the fact that India and China are the big polluters, is plastic pollution. There's just plastic waste everywhere, and it doesn't biodegrade. It just floats around, and this is a huge issue. But they never talk about any of it. It's always global warming, climate change, and habitat loss. They don't talk about that. They don't talk about the things that are really the problem.
So,
because
MJ,
that would upset the apple cart. They wouldn't be able to extract everything the way they want it.
What were you going to say, Jay?
Yeah, well, I was going to mention the hypocrisy of how our new green czar, John Curry Cohen, he travels about in his million-dollar private jet.
Oh, well, here's something. So I know somebody who used to work at the State Department back when Kerry was Secretary of State, and they said that, because he worked on that detail, on Kerry's detail, that Kerry, his whole rap was that he treated that office as just his means of jet setting around. If he wanted to go shopping in London, he would set up something with the British Foreign Minister. If he wanted to go skiing in the Alps, he would set up something in Switzerland. That he just used the State Department as his private tourist agency, and this was the consensus of the people that worked for him on his travel plans in the State Department. I don't want to be doxing anybody, but yeah.
Well, these are the people that rule us. Go
yeah,
ahead,
they're,
Karen.
They're all slime.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to get off and let other people have a chance to talk, but can I plug a couple of? I'd like to plug. PTD Radio, that's PTD Radio. That guy does a lot of really good stuff. And then I'd also like to plug the Ryan Radio show with Dino. Dr. Duco's on that show quite frequently, and Dino's doing some great stuff. He's on Monday through Thursday night, and that's Ryan Radio show, and he's doing some really good things. So just thought I'd plug those, and, you know, I'm sorry about Stormfront. I hope Don Black is doing okay, and I listen to RBN all the time, and thanks for letting me chime in.
Thank you.
Don't get lost, Jay. We need you.
Okay. Thank you, Karen.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, so Don, he did miss this last week of Stormfront. He's got voice issues, and of course he's had ongoing health issues, as everybody knows.
But he's doing fine.
Good. Okay, so we have another caller. I'm going to give out the number one more time. And I had invited in particular Stormfront callers, but none of our regular Stormfront callers have called in yet, but I'll try one more time. 512-248-8252. Okay, let's go to Bruce in Texas. Bruce, welcome to the show.
Yes, hello, guys. How y'all doing?
We're doing fine. Yourself?
Oh, just fine. It's nice in Texas today. Hey, I'm going to parse my words carefully. I'm not the most eloquent person that calls in to talk shows, but I think my points are usually valid. And if y'all just want to push right back at me, you know, that's fine. I just want to put this in your ear. John Stadtmiller banned a caller that would call into the Michael Rivero show. And I heard that same caller on at least three different platforms. I'm not sure if he went on Stormfront Radio or not, because I don't listen to it that often. I must apologize.
Yeah, I don't remember having him call in.
You know who I'm talking about?
On Stormfront. Yes, I do know who you're talking about.
Okay, and there's another one, too, and he has a similar tact or similar pattern. He'll start off nice, and then he'll ramp up, and that's just, if I was Jonathan Greenblatt and I wanted to pull some strings with telephone companies and donation providers, I would take a soundbite from a person like that and play it for them and then say, see the hate they're spewing? You know, we can say all we want. And I'm not asking people to censor themselves, but I think John Stadtmiller was bright and correct in banning that person. We need to police ourselves just a little bit, not in what we say, but how we say it, and if we say it in a way that could be used as propaganda, as a weaponized form of propaganda against us. What do y'all think?
Well, we always have to be super careful about what we say all the time, and I don't want people to censor their ideas, but we have to be careful about how they're expressed, right?
Yeah. I think we need to be careful about agent provocateurs, not just physically, like at the Capitol, but on our platforms, acting like they're one of us, but getting money under the table to sabotage us. You see what I'm saying?
And there, that does exist.
Yes. Okay. That's all I had, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, and I did think that caller who's talking about he used to really get down on police, you know, calling them pigs and everything. That's not helpful.
Yeah, I'm not gonna second guess John Stadtmiller's judgment. I think he is in general. Pretty good judgment. I don't have any complaints. Okay, well, here's somebody that we know and love, and that's Murr from Wisconsin. Murr, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi.
I didn't turn on the computer till afternoon, so I'll have to catch the finale a little later. But, yeah, Jeff Rentz once in a while would take calls, and it's the same number as Stormfront, but it was... Like the last time I heard, it was just a couple calls for Debbie Kidd, and he used to regularly once a month with Madeline Gerwick, the astrologer, right? He'd mm-hmm. have an hour of interview and then an hour of calls for her. But there again, I'm probably at fault, mea culpa, because I turned it into, you know, getting information out to his audience.
Yeah, well,
so then there were other people.
The phone number, they're going to have to change the phone number, so I don't know. They'll have to work out something once they find a new carrier, because the phone number is gone. So.
Yeah, well, I heard the last Mitchell Henderson interview, which he's very good. He is very good. And I didn't catch it live, and apparently he got calls, came in that said, they didn't know who it was, it said, don't record that show, and he didn't. He didn't have it on his recording lineup, and they took out all their phone service for a while. So he must have been right on the money again.
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's very good. He's, you know, military and a lot of expertise and following up on different things and what's going on. And I guess it was a little too much for somebody, apparently. But yeah,
it doesn't take much these days.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They're so desperate. I mean, they know they're at fault. They know what they're doing. But they still want us to pretend that we're either too afraid or can't notice, that we're too stupid. And being calm and not being afraid and still noticing and pointing things out is, they find very troubling, because it kind of puts a little monkey wrench in their plans, I guess, a little bit.
See, I think part of the problem is that, you know, in this current situation where so many people have been kind of brainwashed or lulled to sleep or whatnot, and those people who do figure out more or less what's going on and more or less who's responsible for it are bound to get kind of angry, right?
Yes.
And so calling up and ranting and raving or saying Fed posty type of stuff, it's like almost like, how can you expect it to be any other way? People are going to be really angry and frustrated. But when you really analyze the situation, the best way forward is something, you know, much more calm. I think what's going on right now with the short squeeze the Reddit/4chan based short squeeze on the hedge fund people. This is great. This is exactly. Yeah. I don't think it's something that can be repeated over and over and over again, because I think it depended a lot on the element of surprise. But things like boycotts, you know, this, I think this is a template for a lot of other types of things that could be done. And, you know, the response really has to be calm and thought out. But the problem is the people who are becoming aware of what the problem is in the first place, they get so mad in the process of finding out, it's natural that they get excited and fed posty. Do you agree, or am I missing something?
Yeah, could be. You know, to me, it's sort of humorous in a way, too, because it's just so, the more you look, it's like fractals, you know, like the Mandelbrot equation, right? You know, the fractals, you look at them, they just keep going and going deeper and deeper, and, you know, they're behind everything. Because the money, okay, that's what fuels it all. They have control of that, so it's like the reins. And then from that, it's the propaganda, and it's worldwide. And this retired general in China that gave that speech in 2003, Haotian, I think is how you pronounce it, Haotian, I don't know, you can clarify that, but they want... This living space, you know, talk about a lot of people. They want this living space. And you got to think, too, back at that time,
hey,
I remember...
if they want to come here, I tell you what, I'll learn Chinese. I would gladly, at this point, exchange our Jewish overlords for Chinese overlords anytime.
But Patrick...
But you're cheating, Patrick, because you already know Chinese.
It's not going to happen.
It's not either or.
You already know Chinese.
I got a
couple words. But it's not either or, see? The Chinese are their proxies.
I know, it's not either or. We don't get a choice. We have Jewish overlords.
Yes. Yeah, underlords, too, yeah. But they want this living space, is what it is. And they've kind of been promised it by these money lenders, because what happens is they drive us into war. First it's the media and the propaganda, and they get us to go to war. And then they're like, oh, well, you have to borrow more money to cover for the war and for the rebuilding and whatever. Yeah. So all the debt then was held by China. I remember hearing that in 2003.
I'm going to take my prerogative as a Chinese shill and B, host of this show. There's something I wanted to ask Jay. And I wanted to ask Jay, because you knew Dr. Pierce, right?
Yes, I did.
You knew him very well. So
not as well as I would have liked, but I did get to know him pretty well over the years.
Okay, so there is this new, almost feature-length animated cartoon from Murdoch. I guess you haven't seen it yet.
Well, I tried looking for it last night, and I couldn't find it, but I found this other Murdoch, which is a British detective series.
Okay, well, this is not a British detective series. This is chock full of memes, but I guess I mentioned it on Stormfront the other day.
Yeah,
that William Luther Pierce is the a central character. He is the central meme. He is the guiding light, guiding us to a salvation against the big Jewish meme, which was the Holocaust as embodied by Anne Frank.
He's been the guiding light in my life. I've been a member of the National Alliance for 40 years.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the same one, but same Murdoch, but I found one, and it had just been on a day on YouTube, so it might not be there now, but it sounds kind of similar. It's kind of, you've got to read into it, right?
How long was it?
Huh?
How long was it? In how many minutes?
It wasn't full length, like you're saying. It was maybe 15 minutes, I think, though.
Okay. Because I've only seen a few of their stuff. Some of their things are just like a minute or two, but there was one that was on the Chinese invading America, which was really cool. It was awesome, and they had like an army of Jackie Chans who came in. There was one on the QAnon, which is actually not QAnon, but it's something too gross to be discussed on RBN because we do have standards, but Murdoch does not have, it totally doesn't have standards. So you can go look and see what QAnon really was. And it's funny. It's gross, but it's funny.
Yeah.
It's not a Q. It's not a Q.
Yeah, I believe he was formerly with the White Rabbit cartoon series.
Okay.
Oh, that might be. I'm not sure. I didn't follow it real closely either. Blackbird 9, you know, Frederick C. Blackburn, he usually would post them in his chat room. But what I wanted to say, though, about the debt was around 2003, you know, it was in the major media. I wasn't really up on all this kind of stuff.
And we're almost on the break.
Oh, okay. But they held all our debt. We were told China holds our debt, and they have all this cash. And I thought, well, they're not dumb. They're not going to take debt without collateral. What's the collateral? Well, it's land, and we need to be removed, exterminated.
Hey, ni hao. I'm trying to think of something clever to say in Chinese. I can't. Okay.
I know, Shay Shay.
Thank you for your call, Mara, and we're coming up at the break. We'll be right back.
Shay Shay.
Shay Shay.
Shay Shay.
The victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue, and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed, and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted, long-term, storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Welcome back to the show. So, Jay, so that the music, most of the music that you heard, the bumper music, is from Philbert Applebag, who is a musician. He comes on my show. But you're a musician. You've got, you played on Stormfront the other day, a a song from your Celtic band.
Yes. And it was really an experiment to see how well it would come over on the radio, because I was just using the microphone from my headset to use to record, or to pick up what was coming out of a little portable radio. And ideally what you want to do is go directly into the studio's board.
Right.
But it worked all right, I guess.
It worked well enough. And next time you come back on again, if you're willing to come back on, you can send me some of your music ahead of time, and we can do some of that.
Yeah, that's one of the big goals that I've got coming up, is just trying to get my music together. There's still one unfinished song that I need to complete, so that's what I'll be working on.
Okay. Well, we had another caller, but the caller has dropped, so we've just got just a few more minutes. And so one thing is the time slot on the other network, on the Rents network, that Stormfront had occupied, at least for the time being, will be taken up by Dr. Duke. And what you'll be hearing is not him talking live. What you're going to be hearing is My Awakening serialized. So, I mean, My Awakening alone, because it is an audiobook, that audiobook will take over 2 months. It'll take over 2 months worth of daily hour-long shows, because it's that long. It'll probably take closer to 3 months. And then hopefully after that's done, he's got the Jewish Supremacy book and the Secret Behind Communism book. And that would be well over a half year's worth. And then who knows what happens after that. So that seems to be the plan for that time slot.
And you never know. We may figure out a way to get around how they've taken away our phone system, our phone rights. We're like teenagers. The parents have said we don't have phone privileges anymore.
Because we're naughty children and evil neon Nazi white supremacists.
Yep.
And, you know, you hear the callers, and, like, people really, like, I mean, even though we understand how dire the problem is, I don't hear people, like, being hate-filled. I mean, at some point you have to just, you know, you have to kind of laugh and or sigh and say, these Jews. I mean, you have to say things like that. But, you know, all of this, everything that they say about us is projection.
Exactly. It is definitely classical psychological projection.
Yeah. And to have those hedge fund managers and their allies call people making $50 purchases on, you know, Reddit people making $50 purchases and calling them financial terrorists. Come on, man.
Well, post your bets.
Thank you so much, Jay. And I look forward to having you come on back again sometime soon. And I'll be back again next week with more exciting episodes of National People Radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.